Beauty in the body. The body of Christ is the entire family of God on earth today, all around the world. Every born-again believer in Christ is a member of that universal body. Christ is the head, and some of us are arms, fingers, toes, or parts of the body organs. Some are seen and some are unseen, but all of us together make up one great body, and there's beauty in that arrangement. Now, with all that in mind, try to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 17, and still feel inferior. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body," it is not for this reason any of the less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I am not a part of the body," it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? Picture one big ear, 6'2". Isn't that gross? Just think of that. Or one big eye. Where would the beauty be? Where would the whole picture be? It would be gone. Usefulness in the body. Now look at 1 Corinthians 12:18. But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired. That's important. He made you a finger because he wants you to be a finger. He made you an arm because he wants you to be an arm. He made you a toe or a foot tucked into a shoe, never seen, because he wants you to be a toe or a foot, never seen. It pleases him. The person who suffers from inferiority suffers because he, a toe, is not an eye, or because he, a foot, isn't as pretty as a face or a mouth. It conveys the idea that, oh, because I'm not this, I'm not useful. To the body, every part is useful. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," or again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." 1 Corinthians 12:21. Some organs of the body that seem weak may be very important. If some of the organs you never see were not there, my, how the body would suffer. Some of you readers in the family of God are made to be unseen, yet vital organs. The vital organs are the unseen ones, by the way. Stop and think about that. Hidden away behind a stretching of skin and bones and muscle are all those vital, unseen organs. When you begin to feel, "I am not as useful as," and you name that person, remember that the body's vital organs are not really the ones that are seen. Why does God design the church this way? That there should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. 1 Corinthians 12:25. One characteristic of the body is that it cares for itself. You can never say, "My finger hurts, but I feel good everywhere else." That's not normal. When one member of Christ hurts, the others should hurt. That's normal. If one hurts and the rest of us just roll right on unconcerned, some sort of alienation has taken place. The Apostle Paul said, "For through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think." Don't be conceited. "But to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith." Romans 12:3. The Living Letters renders this verse, "As God's messenger, I give each of you God's warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourselves, measuring your value by how much faith God has given you." It is of great importance that you should have an estimate of yourself that is honest.